Rashi, tomorrow hanukotim kredim mishulun. Unripe dates. V'chayim tzinoisim, b'salm used to put into basket, shoysim luvim made from leaves. V'ayim is vashtos malayim. And it would become ripe by itself in this type of a basket. Mal le'echol mihem kredim mishulun. Are you allowed to eat it even before it's ripe? Is to these unripe dates. His kolzman didn't become ripe yet, is it looks right now. His batile tomorrow. Rav Shimon Mahu. Omalei answered back, Ain muksel Rav Shimon ela gregorus of smukim avad. No, these are mutatit. Since you didn't do a mice of dachi v'dayim, you didn't throw it away, adarabi, you picked off the dates, and you left it in this basket now to become ripe. But there was no mice of putting it away, setting it aside, so therefore it's not muksa. Trashi ela gregorus of smukim, the ika tarti der tuches reinis. The dachin of yadayim, you did a mice of pushing it away, you have no das to use it, and also it's not royalty. But here, just these fruits are not edible. But now that you change your mind and you want to eat them on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat them, because there's no mice yadachin yadayim. For the Gemara, the Rebbe, lestle muksa, is it true the Rebbe does now for muksa? So Drashi, what do we say Rebbe holds like this? So Drashi, Rebbe, lestle muksa, the gesagta taidich, mi de boi yiminei, al libe de Rebbe Shimon. Since Rebbe asked the shayla according to Rebbe Shimon, al nevi shmi le miyavua, the Rebbe Shimon srilei. The who Rebbe held that we hold like Rebbe Shimon. Because here the maestro was boi yiminei Rebbe Shimon, ba Rebbe ma Rebbe. Because the Rebbe asked from Rebbe, what's the law according to Rebbe Shimon? Why did he ask what's pshat according to Reb Shimon? Because Mustami held that Rebbe paskins like Reb Shimon. So here's the kasha now. Is it true that Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon? Rebbe, less than Muksa, the Rebbe does not open Muksa like Reb Shimon, but not another Mishnah Beitza. Ein mashkin v'shechten esamit borges. On Yontif, you're allowed to make a shechita. You need meat to eat on Yontif, you're allowed to take a behemoth and shecht it. What type of a behemoth though? You're not allowed to be mashkin to give them to drink, or else to make a shechita on midboris. That means behemoths that live out in the midbar don't come home, since you didn't have das before Yontif to make a shechita, tip like muksa. Trashi mashkin means derech lashkaisen behemoth lefnei shechita. Before you shecht the behemoth, it's good to let it drink a lot. It's very easy to pull off the skin later. So you used to let the behemoth drink a lot. Is you're not allowed to do this, to give them to drink or to shecht them, ha midboris at Rashi, ha braisis. The wild ones live out in the fields. Avo mashkin v'shechten es habaisis. The one that lives home in the house, so those you have das to shecht, they blive muchin, it's not muksa, you're allowed to shecht them on yomte. But tanya let in the braisa. What's called midboris? Elohein midboris. What's called midboris? That's also called shayyaisis v'pesach. They go out in the fields in Pesach, v'nechnosis breviyah. They come back home, the revi Rashi v'macheshvan. When the rainy season comes, they come back home. That's also called Meborius, that's Muksa. Since they go away, they don't come home every night. Baisis, what's called domestic animals? Kol Shiyotis for Royis, Chus the Tchum, they eat outside the Tchum, or Boyis for Lonis Pelech HaTchum. But at night, they come back at least in the Tchum. Then you have Das on these behemoths, and you'll have a Shechtam on Yomtiv. Rebbe Yoim, the Rebbe says no. Elu v'yelu Baisis. Both of these behemoths are called domestic animals, Baisis, that you have Das on. Since they come home at least sometimes, even if they come home at Cheshvan, they're home sometimes, you have das on them. Of the Zuck Rebbe, the Elohim Midborius, which behemoths are called Midborius, that vlives Muksadik Behema, called Sheroyus Behefa, they go out and pasture in the fields, via Nechnosas Liishuv, they don't come back home. Loibi Moisachama, Loibi Moisach Shaman, but they never come home. Those are called wild animals. Such animals like that, you don't have das on, they remain Muksa. So, l'churet shver, what do you mean they remain muksa? According to Reb Shimon, these animals are not muksa. Stam bali chayim are not muksa, according to Reb Shimon. There's no dachi v'dayim. So, l'churet, this Mishnah only goes according to Reb Yehuda. And Rebbe is mazba, this brisa, that says, what's called midborius? These animals are muksa. Mashman, Rebbe holds like Reb Yehuda, is an issa muksa. So, the steer, how could you say Rebbe doesn't know from muksa? Here we see Rebbe holds that midborius, the animals live out in the field, why muksa? Rashi v'elu midborius kol shiroyis beifrim v'ani miyu asiri. But these animals are here also. Al mislei muksa. See, Rebbe does hold for muksa. There are a few terutzim. Iboy yisema hani nami kagregus asmuk and damya. Hataya animals, the mamri stay out in the fields the whole year. You never see them. They're such a big muksa. They've lived like smuk and magregus. They're such a big dachi b'dayin. Rashi boy say mahani mit various nami, the gregus dami, the dachin of your dime, it's as if you're dachi of a dime. Why? V'yesh terech lelach levim. Since it's such a big tircha to go out in the field, the Gramish have to hunt them, so if you didn't do it before Yontif, you're zicha mesir daf not to use these animals. So these have the same mile as smukim gregus, therefore, Rebbe holds a Reb Shimon. But mit various even Reb Shimon is made such a big muksa. He's just explaining Reb Shimon. Rebbe doesn't hold like Reb Shimon. He's just saying, according to Reb Shimon, these unripe dates, are they muksa or not? And he answered back, no, they're not muksa. The next price is Lavdavka. The Devrei and the Rabbonin Komlu. That Rebbe explains the price of what's called Behemoth Mitborius, not that he holds like Reb Yehuda. Rebbe himself holds like Reb Shimon, it's muksa. It's mutter. He's only explaining according to Rabbonin. His liddi di less than muksa. According to Rabbi myself, I don't hold for muksa. Havadim mitborius, no matter what they are, you're allowed to shech them on yomtiv. Less muklaklau. According to you, Rabbonin, that you do hold for muksa, and you are explaining what's called mitborius. Oidul lemiyish, you should be moided to me. Teichad the yosef of pesach when echnosis brivia. That behem is to go out in pesach but come back home in marchesh from the rainy season. Devices ninu. Such behemoth you zich have that son since the home sometime of the year that shouldn't blight muksa. Rabbonin amrulay, the Rabbonin answered back, lo mitborius ninu. Since they don't come home every night, so you don't have das on them, that's also called muksa. But this only Rebbe saying pshat aliba the Rabbon holds like Reb Yehuda. But Rebbe himself, maybe Rebbe holds like muksa. Maybe Rebbe holds like Reb Shimon, he does know for muksa. So the kids said the Gemara's Masupik is what Rebbe holds. Yashiv Rebbe holds really like Reb Yehuda, and the first price is Lavdavka, or else no, Rebbe holds really like Reb Shimon, and the second price is Lavdavka. Right. Omar Rabba Barbachona. Omar Rebbe Yechanan. Omru halacha k'Reb Shimon. It was said over that Reb Yochanan paskels like Reb Shimon. We don't hold for muksa. For the Gemara miyom Reb Yochanan hochid Reb Yochanan like a paskel like Reb Shimon. V'oboy minayu sabe kruya. A certain sam is an old person from the city of Kruya. V'yamru lo asruya. Some say from the city of Sruya and Reb Yochanan. He's an old man. Ask the shiloh from Reb Yochanan. Kina shatana gailis ma'alu tatule b'shamis. The nest of a bird, of a tamagirlis, are you allowed to be metalted on Shabbos? Is it a muksa or not? A nest of a bird. Havad, the bizman, the bird is not on it. What about the nest alone? Is it a muksa or not? Omalei, Rabbi Yechon answered back, klum osoy elo tamagirlim. This was only made for a chicken. What do you use the nest for? Only for the chickens. Abazoy remains muksa. So, this only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Reb Shimon, it shouldn't lie muksa. You weren't bachi v'dayim. You didn't do a special maisa to the nest, like not to use it. So if you say a Yechon holds like Reb Shimon, how come here he passed in the nest is also? Rashi, Omru b'nei ha'yeshiva suriya kruya al-shem ha'kaymoy klum osu l'shum tashmash el tanagelim hilgach hevelei malachta l'yisir v'yosir and oblize muksa alma isle muksa silchur yisir Reb Yechon holds yefen aklal muksa. Therefore a nest you're not allowed to touch on Shabbos. So the Gemara, no, really Reb Yechon holds like Reb Shimon that really this nest should not be muksa. This Freyach Mace. We're talking about when it has a dead bird inside it. That's why the nest is muksa. Because it's like bosses. It's holding up the Freyach, means a young chicken, and a chicken just hatched. Mace, dead one, that's why it's muksa. Trashi, this Freyach Mace. He can't eat it, therefore it's muksa. I give it to dogs to eat. Or the Klovim Nami Lechazi. V'yaf agav Yom Reb Shimon. Mechat Kines Nevel Fnei Klovim. He holds the behemoth dies on Shabbos. You're allowed to cut up the nevelim and give it to dog's heat. Hani mili bimusukenis. Only such an animal that when it was alive before Shabbos was a muskenis, means you know it's going to die. So therefore, it was I made to die and to give the meat to the kolovim. So it was I made to give to kolovim before Shabbos, that blight's not muksa. Avo bria, but a healthy behemah light. A healthy behemah, since it's not I made to give to dogs, it's I made for a person to eat it. If it dies on Shabbos, it remains muksa. The heavy diet in the ass will the kolovim. Since before Shabbos it was an egg and you thought it's going to hatch and you thought you're going to have a good chicken from it, so you didn't have das to give it to klovim. So this remains muksa.
What about Why didn't
you
mention some
a
live one?
This very perfect place. So let's go to Shasurim. This is a Shiloh. What does Rav Shimon hold tak on Shabbos? If a Baal Chai dies, is it Muksa or not? If you're going to tell me a healthy behemoth that dies on Shabbos, is Muksa according to Rav Shimon? Because since before Shabbos, it was only meant to be eaten by a person. Now that it died, it's a Nevela, you can only give it to a Kelev, so that applies Muksa. See if Rav Shimon is mighty to such a Muksa, hey, he's such a strong Muksa, like he had no das at all to give it to Klovin, so it's good this Teretz. We're talking about he had a dead bird inside it, so since before Shabbos it wasn't only to give to a Kelev, it applies Muksa. But the Kasher is Elo Lamar, Bred Rav Yosef, Mishmei Derova. The Yomei says no. Even Rav Shimon says no, even a Baal Chai, even though it died on Shabbos, still it's not Muksa. The Baal right now, after it's dead, it's right to give to Kelev, it's right for something that's not Muksa. I, before Shabbos, it was aimed for a person, so what? That's not such a stark Muksa. There is no Dachi Vidayim. So, Mayik Lameimah. By the way, this chicken, a dead afroyach you have a dead kid in the nest, so what? You can give it to a killer right now. Right, it shouldn't buy Muksa coins Reb Shimon. So it's still Shver. Why did Reb Yechon say this nest? You can't touch on Shabbos. Why not? Even though it has a dead bird inside it, but even a dead bird, you're allowed to touch it coins Reb Shimon. You can give it to a killer. So why should I buy Muksa? And the Gemara, Hochem Mayaskinon, Pedistle Beitza. We're talking about there's an egg here. A regular egg. An egg that was hatched on Shabbos. So a Beitza that was created on Shabbos, this we think of Shimon Holtz also. Avnoilud. This is a more chomodik muksa. Since it wasn't here b'chlal before Shabbos, so you can't have any das to use it before Shabbos, this is muksa. When does Rav Shimon does not also muksa on anything that was here before Shabbos? So since Minastam you could use it, we say you have das to use it. But it was first born on Shabbos, you can't have das before Shabbos. Maybe that's also. For the more no, v'amar avnach. Yeah, dead bird doesn't help us now. Because a dead bird, since you can give it to a kelev right now, it's not muksa according to Rav Shimon. It doesn't make enough to me, no, even without it. No, that's enough to me. It's still mutter. That wouldn't help us anything. The new territory is now the Zebetza that was born on Shabbos. For the more right to know, Lomar Rav Nachman, man the Yisrael muksa Yisrael Nerlud. Whoever holds from the Yisrael of muksa, Rav Yehuda, is also holds from Nerlud. Over the Chiddushim, the Lestle muksa, according to Rav Shimon Shita, that he doesn't know from Yisrael muksa on Shabbos Yom Tiv, is Lestle Nerlud. He doesn't know from the Sfarad Nerlud either. Even though the chicken, the egg, was first hatched on Shabbos, so what? It's edible now, it's usable right now, it's still mutter. He doesn't know from Nerlud either. So they would strict Shver. Why did Rav Yechon say this nest you can't use? What's wrong with it? There's an egg inside an egg also you could use according to Rav Shimon. And of the Gemara, the Yisbei Beitza Seferoyach. We're talking about right now there's a Beitza that has, it didn't hatch for Gamri, it's an egg that has a kid inside it. What do you call this? What?
A chick.
You have a chick. Inside the egg. A chick inside the egg, this is not roy for anything. So Rashi, why is not roy for anything? Rashi, the Yisbei Beitza, Rashi, no the Hayoin. Omoid Rav Shimon B'leila. Kadimara no v'amr Rav Nachman. Vishmaitik Kamais the Beitza, that in Korn Rav Shimon Ibn Lil, this Mutter, that there it says, the Yisbei Beitza Sefroyach. So Rashi, so good, a person can't eat it because it has a chick, it's not edible right now. But the Kashmir is right to give it to a Kelev, Rashi Chiddish. V'kelev lo yocholo mishum klipa. Hey, since there's a shell around it right now, a dog does not eat it. You give it to Kelev, he won't look at it. Hey, dog does not eat eggs. A dog likes to eat meat. If you give him a dead animal, a dead chicken, he'll eat it. But if you give him an egg, the dog won't look at it. So now this egg right now, this chick, is not roy for anybody. It's not roy for a person to eat it right now, and it's not roy for a kelev to eat it. So that's such a muks, it's not roy l'klum, then Rav Shimon is moider. So that's the terrace where Rav Yechon asked for this nest. This nest had a chick inside it, that's why it was awesome. Right, the kiosk of Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yosef. Omer Rav Yechon, Aloch Rav Yudah. If he said over Rav Yitzchak said over the name of Rav Yechon, not like before. But Rav Yechon holds like Rav Yehuda. We hold for Muksa. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Omar Halacha k'Rav Shimon. And Rav Yeshua ben Levi is the one that's Halacha k'Rav Shimon, not Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon holds like Rav Yehuda. Omar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Hainu di Yom Rabba Bar Rav Chana." This is what Rabba Bar Rav Chana before said. Omar Rav Yechon. He said over the name of Rav Yechon. You should know, Omru Halacha k'Rav Shimon. He didn't say that Rav Yechon says the Loch is like Rav Shimon. He just says Omru, that people say over the Loch of Rav Shimon. It means Omru, people say like that. But really, Valerle Svirle, Rav Yechon himself saying it doesn't pass like Rav Shimon. That's Pshat in Rav Yitzchok. That's what Rav Yitzchok Rav Yosef learns. That Avad Rav Yechon pass like Rav Yehuda. That Muxer Zirasa. I before just meant to say some people hold like Rav Shimon. Omalei Abay the Rav Yosef. The Atlet, his brother, Rav Yechon and Rav Yehuda. What was Yehavimina? Aren't you also asking that Avad Rav Yechon holds like Rav Yehuda? Or Rav Abba of Rav Asi. Ikloy Leve Rav Abba. Was a meister Rav Abba and Rav Asi went to visit Rav Abba. Dimin Haifa lived in Haifa. Venofo Menarto Aglima. And the menorah on Shabbos, a lamp, fell on his jacket. Avad, it wasn't lit. It was lit, so take it away. It's called the Foshas. Stand the menorah, out of the closet, fell on his jacket. In the Rabasi, and he didn't touch it. He left it there. He didn't. He didn't move with it. He didn't touch it. My timer. Why didn't he touch it? Lav mishum the Rabasi Talmid the Rabbi Yechon heavy. Rabasi was Rabbi Yechon's Talmid. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yehuda Svirulei. The Islay Muksa. He also Muksa. So what's the menorah? Menorah is a klish and lachtali yisur. It's only to be used for burning. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's Muksa. So that's why he didn't touch it. But so it's a raya. Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. Omalei said, no, there's no raya. Minorto karmi, you're talking about a minorah that fell on your beggar. Minorto shani. Avad, the minorah was different. The Yomer of Achab, Rab Chanina. Omer Rab Asi. Hoira reshlokish b'tzidim. Reshlokish paskin in the place of tzidim. Minorah. It depends. Hanitel is biyodi achis. If it's a small minorah that you can hold in one hand, it's not so heavy. Mutla tautla. That's not called muksa. It's a kli that you can move around. There's no muksa. Aber b'shtei yodav osla tautla. If you need two hands to move it, it's such a big one, then you can't touch it. That's like called kaveil or mokum, a blind such a muksa. We don't hold from this muksa. But he holds that since you're kaveil or mokum, like you want to leave it only in one place, it's so hard to move it around, that's a muksa. Rabbi Yechon says no. Onu, ein lonu ela b'ner k'rev shimin. We hold like ner k'rev shimin, avu menoru. Mashenkin and menoru, you should know, bein nitla b'yod yachas. Whether you can hold it in one hand, they nit lavishtayud. We need two hands to hold it. Is osla tautla. You're not allowed to touch it. A menorah is different. As even though in there we hold like Reb Shimon, and there is muta. Trashi elav in there means yoshan Reb Shimon. Dematir an old ner. Has even though like it's mias muksa machnas means we don't hold from. A ner means tam a small candlestick. Even though it's an old one, it's dirty. It's mias. Still, you're allowed to touch it now on Shabbos. Avada providing you didn't light it on the Shabbos. Not muksa machmas iser. It's only muksa machmas mias we don't hold from. Avu menorah, mashenkin a menorah, bigger candlestick, here it's also. We'll soon see the reason why. A menorah is also. For the more of a time am I, what's the time, why do we ask the menorah? Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Gamer Tavayu, hoil v'yodim kaveil amokim. It's a new svara. A menorah usually is set aside, you put it in a place, you don't like it to move it around, it's like muksa machmas ksar kis. Since it's so chashuk, you leave it in one place, you never move it any other place, that's a more chomedic muksa. There's a muksa for your kaveil amokim. Also, lachim, we don't hold from this. But there's such a svara, odim kaveil amokim. Omalei abayin the Rabbi Yosef, right, the bayin Rabbi Yosef, for rekilas chastanim, there's this canopy you put on top of the beds for a chosin. The odim kaveil amokim. A person is kaveil amokim, you put the canopy on top of the bed, you don't move it away from the bed. You leave it by the bed, you leave it. But Yomar Shmuel, still Shmuel says, Mishum Reb Chia, Kilos Chassan, the canopy on top of the bed, of a Chosin, is Mutal and Toysa. You're allowed to take it down, or Mutal.